Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast, episode number 80. And I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. And it's Wednesday Motivation and Inspiration. And we are continuing with the letter T today because, of course, I have another word for you. So the next T is going to be team. And I want to focus on talking about having a good team around you to get to where you want to be in your life. Now, obviously, before we start, sometimes I have a good quote for you, so here we go. To be successful, you have to be out there. You have to hit the ground running. And if you have a good team around you and more than a fair share of luck, you might make something happen. But you certainly can't guarantee it by following someone else's formula. So, in a nutshell, you've got to have the right people around you, whether it's people that are motivating you, inspiring you. And I know the last podcast I talked about, you know, the close people not supporting you. But sometimes you may step out of your comfort zone and meet someone who's on the same journey as you. And they will be the ones who will hold you accountable and push you to be great. And you can push that person to be great. Now, being an entrepreneur or doing something big will always require you to have a good team around you. Now, some of us are going at this alone, which is me, and for many reasons, it doesn't mean I don't have a good team around me. Like, my team, you know, pretty much consists of, you know, people that are supporting me, my vision, and what I'm trying to accomplish. So, you know, it can be like just as simple as people, parents, a cousin, a brother, a sister, an aunt, an uncle, whatever it is. I mean, I have my mom, my aunt, and, you know, very few people within the mix that understand and know what I'm trying to do. But anyway, now, I was having a good conversation with a good friend of mine last year, and when I told him that I do everything alone, which is writing my books and editing them, formatting them, making book covers, publishing my book on my own, marketing and promoting my books, social media engagement, recording these podcasts that I love to do, recording audiobooks, which I need to get back to doing, recording YouTube videos, writing blogs, and I kind of dabbled into something else, but I won't discuss that yet. That's down the road. He asked me, how in the world do I do it? And I told him, it's the drive. It's the discipline. And knowing my own vision. And he told me that it takes a great team to accomplish a lot. Now, that's very true. And it's hard to have the right people around me. Because I make sure that everything falls on me. Every decision, every success, and every downfall. So the journey is lonely. As my favorite entrepreneur, Gary Vaynerchuk, says. And it's so true. But the good team I have around me are my closest friends, which makes a huge difference. And they have been nothing but supportive in my writing, my journey, and my vision. And that same friend and his wife bought one of my books. And, well, I was just very thankful for that. So what I really want to encourage you guys is to make sure that you have the right people around you who are going to push you to be great. You don't want negativity. You don't want energy drainers. And that's something that, you know, I will, you know, delve into more and more as time goes on and down the road on another podcast, because that's just another topic within itself. And you have to pay attention to how people move and how people talk and how they support you and what their intentions are. Because being observant, listening with your ears, watching with your eyes, and listening to your gut, it's going to tell you a lot of things. I get quiet with a lot of things. And then sometimes I test people. I'll say certain things and tell them what my goals are, and just to see what their reaction is. And then I kind of decide, well, am I going to tell you more about what I'm doing, or am I going to get quiet? But I've kind of decided that in 2022, I'm going to be a little bit more quieter in what I'm doing. Now, when you feel something or you feel someone or something isn't right, well, you just have to remove the person out of the picture, or you pretty much have to step yourself out of that situation. Because the right team is what matters. Now, don't ever think that it doesn't matter, because it really does. And even if you need to hire a personal assistant or someone to help you record stuff or someone to help you edit videos or whatever the case is, you just have to make sure that you have all the right pieces around you. And I see a lot of content creators, you know, that are doing very, very well on YouTube and doing very, very well in their business ventures, and they have the right people around them. And that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. There's a content creator that I follow on YouTube, and she, you know, does videos on like fashion and dating advice and things like that. And she's very, very, very good at it. And she gives very, very solid advice to people, especially, you know, men in the world who are, you know, going through their struggles. But for her to have a fiance who supports everything that she's doing, for her to have parents who are in her corner, to for her to have the right, you know, personal assistant that helps her with all of these things, it makes a huge difference. And it allows her to create such great content on a regular basis. So that is someone that I look up to and say, okay, that's great. And the thing is that she's actually much younger than me. She makes me feel old, but that's another story in itself. But what I'm trying to tell you is to take the time to see who's really there for you, like who is really on your team and who's in your corner. And understand and know that the smaller your team is, the better off you'll be. So if you're starting small and you're really trying to build something, keep two or three people around you. Honestly, another entrepreneur that I follow and I really appreciate, his name is Randall Pitch, and he runs an entrepreneur company called LiveFit, and he has grown it exponentially. And he's out in California on the West Coast. And when I started to, you know, pay attention to his story and all the things that he's done, he started small. He had a very small team of like three or four people, and, you know, and he did say a few people backstabbed him and tried to steal his merchandise and things like that. And, you know, and then he finally got the right people around him. Now, at his company, I think he has, 12 to 15 employees now. And he's a million. He's, you know, he has a $1 million company, and he's constantly being creative in what he does. And he's constantly having the right people around him who are going to support his vision and what he's trying to do. But he's also giving people other opportunities to grow and expand themselves too. So he's not hindering other people's goals and their processes. They want to contribute to the company, and he's allowed them to be huge contributors to it. And he challenges, you know, them. And it's a beautiful thing to see. And while we don't see every single aspect posted on his social media pages and on the company's social media pages, I can tell that there's good chemistry in what they're doing, what their goals are, and continuing to grow the brand. I think he has two other companies that he was able to start up also. I forget the name of them off the top of my head. Unfortunately, I don't remember. But, you know, he's, you know, an immigrant. And he's from Cambodia, I think his mom is. So he was able to, you know, live in Long Beach, in the tough part of Long Beach in California. And he was able to really build something really, really special. And it's a beautiful thing to see. And he has a wife and he has a family, and the wife works for the company too. And, you know, I just commend him for all of the hard work that he does. And hopefully I get to run into him one day. I am on the West Coast and I'm a few hours away from him. So hopefully I will get to meet him one day. And I definitely got to start buying the apparel. But, you know, I kind of have my own apparel line that I'm going to start work on growing myself down the road. But let's get back to the subject at hand. If you're starting a company, a business, whatever the case is, just have a team that you can trust. And we will all have a point in time where we don't even realize someone is jealous or envious of us and envious of our success. And that's something I'm starting to see more and more of now, you know, as I'm continuing to grow myself and my brand. And now I have, you know, really paid attention to what people are saying now when I have certain conversations. So now I know, you know, how to really get quieter in certain conversations, keep conversations shorter, things of that nature. So, you know, sometimes there may be someone that we can't fully trust. And pretty much every entrepreneur has gone through that somewhere along the lines. So what I will tell you is to figure out what works for you. And pretty much if you want to go at it alone, just be prepared for everything to fall on you. And it's going to fall on you for pretty much a long while. So just, you know, budget yourself and figure out what's going to work for you. And if you hire a team, just make sure you have the right people around you that you can trust. I can't stress that enough to you. For me, I have trust issues, so I can't trust people to do the work that I already know how to do. So, you know, when I first started on this whole journey with writing my books, I would write my books and edit and proofread them because, well, what person is going to fully understand how I write and how I convey my messages? So I'm not going to pay someone to do that. As far as formatting, I was paying someone to do it for a while. And then I did some research and found a really solid website that I pay a few dollars a month for. And it's a company actually based out of Europe. They have a nice website and I'm able to format my books. And I think I pay about $9 or $10 a month to use their website. So it's very convenient, especially if I'm writing about a book or two a month. So that's giving me the time to sit and go on their website and format my books and put them all together. Book covers, I use Canva. To, you know, canva.com, pre-made book covers. I'll change the colors and things of that nature. Certain book covers I had made by someone, you know, that does it professionally, but I don't pay them a ton of money. I use fiverr.com, and there's plenty of people who are great at making book covers. But I will say the majority of my books, I created the book covers myself. The Kids with Guns series, the Struggles and Growth of a Man series, the World We Live In series, I Woke Up a Black Man, The World in Ruins, you know, those book covers I created myself. America Under Mind Control, America A Country Divided, and Code Blue, Note to the Badge and Gun series, those book covers were made by someone else. And the Code Blue series, as I continued on with that series, I ended up getting someone to create them in a different color. And different colors for the five books, and that kind of worked to my advantage also, and it didn't cost me a ton of money. As far as creating 3D book covers in order to make them more appealing on like a website or things of that nature, I use a website, and it's a do-your-own website, so it's 3dmockups.com, something of that nature. So just know, like, you know, you can pretty much find ways to really do everything on your own if you are willing to learn and you're willing to play around with stuff and mess up and things of that nature. Struggles Growth of a Man went through 3 book covers, part one alone, just to get that book cover to where it is now. You know, everything's trial and error. And if you know someone who's great at something, you can pay them and have them do stuff. So build the right team and you'll be successful as ever. You're going to go through hurdles, but it'll be worth it in the end. So with that said, that's my podcast for today. I thank you guys for listening. Stay tuned for Book Insight Friday. Be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.